we come before you, we ask that you be gracious to each and every one of us. Open our eyes that we can see. See the wonderful thing that's written in the law and also written in your truth, in the gospel. And open our heart so that we can receive your message with eagerness. At the same time, when we go home, we're going to spend time and study your word to see what we hear is true or not. And help us not to be lazy, not to be foolish, and help us to be wise, and wise in your eyes. And I pray that you fill each and every one of us with your Holy Spirit, and so that we can walk in the truth, and we can act like you, we can speak like you, and so that we can bear fruit. Lord, we don't want to see you with an empty handed when we see you face to face. We don't want to be ashamed. We want to follow your very footsteps. We want to receive praise from you, honor and glory from you. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So there are two churches. And one in Thessalonica, one is Berea.
一個是帖撒羅尼加教會，一個是比利亞教會。
And Dr. Luke sees with his own eyes.
路加福音自己親眼見到。
Because he followed Paul and Silas in these two churches.
因為佢跟住保羅同埋西拉喺呢兩個教會裏邊。
In these two places, there's no church at the very beginning.
呢兩個嘅地方喺最初嘅時候都係冇教會。
There's only synagogue.
只係得會堂。
As it is recorded in verse 1.
喺第一節記載到。
There was a Jewish synagogue in Thessalonica.
喺帖撒羅尼加有一個嘅會堂。
And in verse 10.
第十節。
There's also another Jewish synagogue in Berea.
喺比利亞亦都係有一個猶太人嘅會堂。
There's no churches.
冇教會。
And there's only synagogue.
只係得會堂。
It's a Jewish synagogue.
係猶太教嘅會堂。
And there are some believe in the truth.
有啲人相信真理。
And some don't believe in the truth.
有啲人當然係唔相信真理。
Not everyone in the synagogue are the people of God.
唔係一個喺會堂裏面嘅人都係信神嘅人。
Some people in the synagogue are synagogue of Satan.
有啲人喺呢個嘅會堂裏面係撒旦一會嘅。
And how do I know which one belongs to God, which one belongs to Satan?
咁我又點知邊啲係屬於神嘅，邊啲係屬於撒旦嘅咧？
When the preacher preached the word of God,
當傳道人傳講神嘅話語,
and that will separate them.
就會分水嶺啦。
If the preacher doesn't preach the word of God,
如果呢個傳道人唔傳神嘅真理,
you won't see which one belongs to God, which one belongs to Satan.
你就分唔清楚邊啲係屬神嘅，邊啲係屬於撒旦。
As I said before, there's no churches in Thessalonica and also in Berea.
我頭先已經講過啦，喺帖撒羅尼加同埋比利亞係冇教會嘅。
But after Paul and Silas went into these two synagogues and preached the word of God.
喺保羅傳講喺呢兩個會堂傳講咗神嘅道理之後咧，
and then we see some belongs to God, some belongs to Satan.
我哋就睇到有啲人係屬神嘅，有啲人係屬撒旦一會嘅。
The ones belongs to God follow Paul and Silas.
嗰啲屬神嘅人，佢哋就會跟隨保羅同埋西拉。
The ones belongs to Satan will attack the preacher.
嗰啲係屬於撒旦一會嘅，佢哋就嚟到攻擊呢啲嘅傳道人。
Brother and sister, don't ever just say to yourself that you belong to God. You have to prove that.
弟兄姊妹，你唔好話我哋。
Prove your speech with your action.
你唔好淨係話我哋係屬神嘅人，你哋係要用你哋嘅行為嚟到去證明。
If you ask the Jewish people, all of them they say they belong to God.
如果你問呢啲嘅猶太人嘅時候，佢哋個個都係話佢哋係屬神嘅人。
Same as you ask Christian, they all say they belong to God.
如果你問所有嘅基督徒，佢哋全部都係話佢哋係屬神嘅人。
And you and I know that not everyone belongs to God.
你同我都知道唔係每一個人都屬神嘅。
If you belong to God,
如果你屬神嘅話
，you have to have the Holy Spirit.
你要有聖靈。
If you don't have the Holy Spirit,
如果你冇聖靈嘅話
you don't belong to God.
你就不屬神。
Romans chapter 8 verse 9.
羅馬書八章九節。
That's the first question you have to ask yourself.
呢個係第一個問題你要問自己嘅。
Do you have the Holy Spirit within your heart?
你有冇聖靈住喺你嘅心裏邊？
Paul say that you, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature but by the Spirit.If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
保罗佢呢度讲到，佢话如果神嘅灵住在你们心里，你们如果神嘅灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
And if you have the Spirit of Christ,You are not controlled by the sinful nature. You are controlled by the Holy Spirit.
如果你有聖靈嘅話，你就唔屬於肉體，你係屬於聖靈嘅。
So that's the first question you have to ask yourself.
你第一個問題問你自己。
This Holy Spirit is the passport. Without the passport, you can't go through the custom.
呢個聖靈就好似一個護照，你冇呢個護照嘅時候，你就過唔到呢個嘅關啦。
When I come back, last week from New York, the custom officer asked me, "Did you contact anyone who has Ebola?" Oh man, he's looking at my passport. You know, I just visited New York. You know, but just happened that there's one person has contracted Ebola in New York. Okay, he asked me that.
好似我上個星期啱啱由紐約翻嚟，咁嗰個嘅機場嗰啲人員就問我：你有冇接觸過任何一個人有呢個伊波拉嘅菌㗎？咁佢哋望下我個護照，當然啦，我啱啱由紐約翻嚟。
Then he asked me, "Do you have a temperature?"
你有冇發燒？
Oh, I say no.
我話冇。
And then he looked at me at the passport. This is John Lam. Okay, I'll let you in.
佢望下，哦，原來你係林約翰，好啦，你走啦。
Oh man.I believe Jesus Christ is going to stand at the heaven gate. You know, he's going to ask you.
我相信咧，主耶稣会喺呢个天堂嘅门口，佢会问你。
Show me your passport.
俾我睇下你个护照。
Prove to me that you have Holy Spirit within your heart.
证明俾我睇你有圣灵喺你嘅心里边。
I want you to write it down right beside 8:9, okay?
你写低八章九节侧边。
If you have the Holy Spirit within your heart,
你如果有聖靈住喺你嘅心裏邊
you have to have the Word of God within your heart.
你要有呢個聖言喺你嘅心裏邊
For Jesus said,
主耶穌話
the Word that I've spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. You have to have the Word of God within your heart. If you do not have the Word of God within your heart, brother and sister, let me tell you, you may not even have the Holy Spirit within your heart, okay?
主耶稣话：我嘅话讲俾你听，系有灵，系有生命嘅。弟兄姊妹，如果你冇神嘅话喺你里边嘅时候，你就系冇生命。
In First John chapter 5:7,
约翰一书
，The Bible say，
约翰一书五章七节
，The truth is the spirit，
真理就系灵
，But the spirit is the truth，
或者圣灵就系真理。
If you don't have the Word of God within your heart, you may not even have Holy Spirit. Don't deceive yourself.
如果你喺冇呢个真理喺你心里边，或者你连呢个圣灵都冇，所以不要欺骗自己。
Now go back to 8:9.
八章九节。
If you have the Holy Spirit within your heart,
如果你有圣灵喺你心里边
，you are controlled by the Holy Spirit.
你系被圣灵控制。
Now control according to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. You are either controlled by alcohol, That is small letter spirit. Or you are controlled by the Holy Spirit.
Ephesians 5:18. 你就係可以被呢個靈充滿，呢個靈咧就係酒精酒，或者咧你係會被聖靈嚟到充滿。
Either way，
其中一樣嘅啫。
You cannot tell me you are not controlled by anything. You have to be controlled by something.
你唔可以話。
You either controlled by the Holy Spirit or you're controlled by the evil spirit.
你唔可以話俾我聽，我兩樣都冇被控制。你係要被其中一樣控制，一係被邪靈控制，一係被聖靈控制。
If you are controlled by the evil spirit,
如果你被邪靈控制,
you write down Ephesians
以弗所書,
chapter 2, 1 and 2.
二章一至二節, 這個就是被邪靈控制。
If you have never heard of the word of God, and you do not believe in the word of God, then you are controlled by the evil spirit.
如果你從來未聽過這個真理, 從來冇被呢個聖靈充滿，咁你就係被呢個邪靈充滿。
If you want to be controlled by the Holy Spirit，
如果你願意被聖靈充滿
，That's a step that you have to follow。
你就要行其中嘅第一步。
Step number one。
第一步。
Ephesians 1:13-14。You have to hear the gospel and believe in the gospel。That's step number one。
第一步你就要聽到呢個福音而信呢個嘅福音。
When you hear the gospel and believe in the gospel。
你聽咗而有信呢個福音嘅時候
，You're going to receive the Holy Spirit.
你就接受呢個聖靈。
Receiving the Holy Spirit is not good enough.
接受聖靈都唔夠。
Step number two.
第二樣。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 19-21.
十九至二十一節。
You have to realize who you are.
你要知道你自己係邊個。
You used to be a foreigner. You used to be alien. But now that you have Holy Spirit within your heart, you no longer foreigner nor alien.
你以前是一个的外邦人或者是客旅，你现在接受了这个圣灵的时候，你再不是外人或者是客旅。
You are now fellow citizen, citizen of the kingdom of God.
你现在是神家里的人，神天国家里的人。
And you are the member of God's household.
是神家里面的人。
You used to be attending church in the synagogue, now you attend the church of God.
你以前是在会堂里面聚会，现在你是在神家里面来到聚会。
Once you become God's member,
你成为了神的会员之后，
you have to build your spiritual life upon the foundation of the apostle and the prophet.
你要是自己建造在使徒和先知的根基上面。
If you do not study scripture,
如果你不读圣经，
if you do not study the word of God,
你不读神的话语，
you have no foundation.
你是没有这个的根基。
You keep building your house.
你可以起屋。
If you keep building your house without a foundation,
你可以起屋，但系冇呢个根基嘅话。
If the weather is nice,
如果天气好。
If there's no flood,
冇水浸。
There's no difference whether you build a house on a foundation or without a foundation.
就冇问题啦。你起屋起有根基或者冇根基上边，完全系冇分别。
But when the storm comes,
当你有大风暴的时候，
the one who did not build on the foundation,
那个人起屋是没有根基的话，
will be totally destroyed.
他的屋就会完全的毁坏。
Whereas the one built on the solid foundation,
如果你是有一个坚固的根基的话，
after the storm,
你在这个大风暴之后，
the building still stand firm.
你的屋仍然存在。
That's why,
所以，
after Ephesians 1:13-14.
所以以弗所書一章十三十四節之後，
After you receive the Holy Spirit,
你接受了聖靈之後，
You have to build up your own life.
你要建立你自己的生命。
With the New Testament, which is apostle,
在新約就是這個的使徒。
And Old Testament is the prophet.
舊約就是先知。
You have to study God's word.
你就要讀神的話語。
Both Old Testament and New Testament.
新舊約你都要讀。
And that's how you build up your life.
你就要嚟到去建立你自己嘅生命。
Ephesians chapter 2:20.
以弗所書二章二十節。
Is equivalent to Jude chapter 1:20. Jude is the half brother of Jesus Christ.
就好似猶大書一章二十節，猶大就係主耶穌嘅半個兄弟。
He encouraged us.
祂勉勵我們。
You have to build yourself up in your most holy faith.
你要建立你自己，是用你最高那個的信仰、信念來建立你自己。
在至聖的真道上來造就自己。
在至聖的真道上來造就自己。
Build up yourself in your most holy faith, because the faith is come from the word of Jesus Christ.
在至聖的真道上來造就自己，這個真道就是從主耶穌基督來的。
Brother and sister, hearing the word of God in once a week on Sunday, it is not good enough. Do not deceive yourself, man.
弟兄姊妹，你只是回来教会一个星期来到听一次的道是不足够，所以不要欺骗自己。
Both Jude, the half brother of Jesus, and also Paul saying the same thing. Dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗和犹大同讲一样的东西，他说，亲爱的弟兄们啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
For you are no longer foreigner nor alien, now you are the member of God's household. You have to act like member of God's household.
所以你而家唔系再系外人或者系客旅，所以你而家系神家里边嘅人。
If you do not build yourself up in the most holy faith,
如果你唔喺至聖的真道上來到造就自己。
If you do not study the Old Testament and the New Testament,
你不讀新舊約聖經的話，
you will not have the Holy Spirit controlling you.
你沒有聖靈來到去掌管你。
Go back to Ephesians chapter 2, 19 to 21.
去回以弗所書二章十九至二十一節。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigner and alien, but fellow citizens with God's people and member of God's household.
這樣你們不再作外人和客旅，是與聖徒同國，是神家裡的人了。
How can you be the member of God's household?
你怎樣成為神家裡的人呢？
You write down 1:13-14, you have to have the Holy Spirit.
你寫低一章十三十四節，你一定是要有聖靈。
Once you receive the truth, have the Holy Spirit, it's not good enough, man.
你一旦有了这个真理，领受了圣灵的时候，仍然是不足够。
You have to build yourself up on the foundations of the apostles and prophets.
你要是建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
With Jesus Christ himself as the chief cornerstone.
是有基督耶稣自己为的防角石。
If you are a builder,
你是一个建筑师。
The cornerstone is the first stone you lay the foundation.
这个的防角石就是你起屋第一块放下去的石头。
That cornerstone determines the direction,
这个防,
direction of your building.
这个防角石就帮助你怎样来到去继续你这个工程。
So cornerstone means leader.
所以防角石就是一个的 领导领袖。
Jesus Christ himself is a chief cornerstone.
So
he's a chief leader.
主耶稣这里是这个的主要的防角石。
You have to follow him.
你要跟随他。
And then in Jesus Christ, the whole building is joined together and rises to become the holy temple in the Lord.
各房靠他联立得合适。漸漸成為主的聖殿。
What make the temple become holy temple?
有什麼東西是可以令到這個的聖殿成為一個主的聖殿呢？
什麼使到個殿成為聖殿？ In the temple, you have to have two things.
在這個聖殿裡面你要有兩樣東
西。 And people will see the glory. People will see the glory of God.
哦，神人呢就会见到神的荣耀。
First thing,
第一样，
the temple has to have the word of God.
这个的圣殿一定要有神的话语。
Remember in the temple divided into two parts. One is most holy place, one is holy place.
记不记得这个的圣殿是有两部分，一个是圣所，一个是至圣所。
Within the most holy place, there's an ark. Inside the ark,That's the Ten Commandments. 喺呢個 Word of God
至聖所裏邊就係有呢個嘅啊，就係約櫃咁裏邊咧就有神嘅十戒。
If there is no ark within the most holy place, this is not a holy temple.
如果喺呢個至聖所裏邊冇呢個約櫃嘅時候，就唔係一個嘅聖殿。
If you study First Samuel,
如果你讀撒母耳記上，
and you realize it,
你就知道，
once the ark was captured by Philistine, and there's no ark, there's no holy scripture within the temple, and yet people still go to that place to worship. That means they are ignorant.
所以呢個嘅
some people they go to the church, they just want to see friends, they cannot hear the word of God, and yet they still go. And these kind of people are useless. They are useless. You understand? Okay? Don't ever think it only happened in Old Testament. It happened now. Some people go to the church, they don't want to hear the word of God.They are not God people, I tell you, okay? And they think they are God people. They are not God people. Second thing you have to have in the Holy Temple is the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit fills the temple, you see the glory of God. Two things has to have to be in the temple of God, okay? Could you explain it?
在神的圣殿里面呢，是要有两样东西，就是神的圣言和神的圣灵。所以以前咧喺旧约嗰阵时咧，呢、这个约柜咧已经被非利士人嚟到偷取咗，但系啲人咧仍然去到呢个至圣所里边嚟到去敬拜，连嗰个约柜都冇咗，啲人仍然去，就系咧都冇神嘅话语喺当中啦。
If the temple has to have the Holy Spirit.Has to have the Holy Scripture.
所以呢个嘅圣殿系一定要有神嘅话语同埋神嘅圣灵。
Now, Paul tells us that. Where's the Holy Temple? Where's the Holy Temple?
喺圣殿喺边度啊
？In First Corinthians.Chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. Don't you know that you are the holy temple?
哥林多前书三章十六至十九节，保罗话俾我听，你岂不知你就系神嘅殿吗
？In First Corinthians, chapter 6, 19 to 20, he said that one more time. Don't you know that you are the temple of God?
喺第六章十九至二十节。保罗再讲多一次，你唔知道，唔通唔知道你系神嘅圣殿吗
？If you say that you are the temple of God, you have to have the Holy Spirit. You have to have the Holy Scripture within your heart, man.
你所以咧，我哋一定要有呢个嘅圣言同埋圣灵喺我哋嘅心里边。
That's why you have to build yourself up in your most holy faith.
所以你要喺至圣嘅真道上造就自己。
You have to build yourself up. You have to study the scripture yourself. Brother and sister, don't just go to a university and auditing. Don't waste time, don't waste money, okay? You have to do your homework. You have to do assignment, you understand? Don't audit, okay?
所以
you won't learn anything by auditing, okay?
所以弟兄姊妹不要只是去到大学来到去做旁听生，我们一定要自己来到去读，不要做旁听生。
Step number one, in order to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, first of all, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14, you have to receive the gospel. By receiving the gospel, you receive the Holy Spirit.
所以怎样被圣灵来到控制，第一步就是以弗所书第一章13至14节，我们要接受这个的圣灵。
So the step number one is by hearing.
第一步就是要听见。
Step number two, by studying yourself.
第二步就是要自己来到去熟读。
Do your homework, man.
做功课。
Step Step number three.
第三步。
Ephesians 5:18.
以弗所书五章十八节。
You have to keep praying. Ask God to be gracious to you so that you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
要求神，求神俾我哋有怜悯嘅，对我哋有怜悯嘅心，让我哋被圣灵充满。
If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit,
如果你不被圣灵充满。
According to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, you are filled with the evil spirit.
以弗所书二章一至二节，佢就话你就被邪灵所充满。
Now let me use the worldly way to explain to you so that you understand.
让我用呢啲俗世嘅例子嚟到去解释俾你听，你就明白啦。
If you go to the party,
你去 party 啦
，and people offer you a drink,
人就俾杯嘢你饮
，as long as there's no drugs inside.
如果是没有毒品在里面的话
First drink, you will not get drunk.
第一杯你都不会醉的。
Ephesians chapter 1:13-14.
以弗所书一章十三十四节。
Just like you go to the church,
你去教会
hearing the gospel,
你听到道
and you receive it,
你就接受这个福音
you won't get drunk.
你不会醉的。
You won't be controlled by the Holy Spirit.You just receive it, right?
你就不会被圣灵充满，因为你刚刚接受。
Now when you get home,
你回到家，
you pour yourself another drink,
你又再喝一杯了。
You won't get drunk either.
你都不会醉。
Oh, you keep pouring it.
你再喝再喝。
In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18,
去到以弗所书五章十八节的话，
Will you get drunk?
你就会醉了。
You get drunk.
你就会醉。
By the time when you get drunk,
你醉了之后，
you are controlled by the evil spirit.
你就被邪灵所充满
alcohol,
被这些酒精所充满你就不能自控了
right? So in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit
所以我们要被圣灵充满
的话 you come to the church,
你回到教会
hear the word of God,
你听到道
go home and study
回家来到读书
you know that having the Holy Spirit is very important
你知道被圣灵充满很重要
if a temple without the Ten Commandments without the word of God is not a temple
如果这个圣殿没有这个约柜没有十诫不是一个圣殿
if the temple just only have the Ten Commandments without the glory of God without the Holy Spirit filling the entire temple you don't see the glory
如果这个圣殿有十诫但是又没有圣灵在当中你见不到神的荣耀
by this analogy then we realize hearing the word of God then we have to study ourselves no one can help youYou can say yes, you can say no. But I tell you one thing, my friend. If you don't study, you are not controlled by the Holy Spirit. You are still controlled by the sinful nature. What you do will not please God. Okay? Your way will not be prosperous. Will not be successful. You're going to suffer. Okay?
所以我们听了道之后回家还要读。读完之后呢如果我们不读的话呢我们就仍然是被这个肉体邪情私欲来到控制住如果我们不行这条神为我们预备的道路呢你的道路呢就是崎岖难行
Hearing is just the first step
听见道是第一步
Studying is the second step
自己来到去读的时候是第二步
After you study
读完之后
You found out so good
觉得是很好
Lord give me more
天父再给我
And I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit
我希望被圣灵来到充满
I want to be controlled by the Holy Spirit
我愿意被圣灵来到掌管
Okay Now with this background
有这些背景的时候
Take a look at these two churches I compare the church in Thessalonica and the church in Berea
有了这些背景我们看看这两间的教会帖撒罗尼加教会和比利亚教会
Would you please turn to 1 Thessalonians
打开帖撒罗尼加前书
Chapter 2 verse 13
第二章十三节
Chapter 2 verse 13And we also thank God continuously because when you receive the word of God, which you hear from us, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of man, as if, but as it actually is the word of God, which is at work in you who believe.
第十三节，为此我们也不住地感谢神，因你们听见我们所传神的道，就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
Brother and sister, I encourage you one more time. Don't ever bring any electronic instrument to come to the church to study scripture. Okay?
弟兄姊妹，我第一次。
You turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13, and then use your finger to go back to act. You can't do that in the electronic.
弟兄姊妹，我再一次劝告你们。来到教会当中就不要用你的电话，用这些电子机来到去揭圣经。你揭到帖撒罗尼迦前书，又揭回去使徒行传，是没可能的。
Now I want you to use your hand, use your finger, put it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13, and you go back to Acts chapter 17.
OK, 咁你咧就用啲手指，用你个手咧就隔住啦。睇完帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章咧，我想你哋揭翻去使徒行传十七章。
17 verse 11。
十七章十一节。
I read that to you。
我就读俾你听。
Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scripture every day to see if what Paul said was true.
这地方的人言于，即是胜过呢帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
Now I go back.
我就翻翻转头。
2:13 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十三节。
Paul and all the other preachers like Timothy and Silas, three of the preachers thanks God together continuously because the saint in Thessalonica received the word of God. He didn't say, Paul did not say they received the God, they received the word of God with great eagerness. They just received the word of God. Brother, sister, don't you know that even though you are Christian, there are different level of Christian. Some people receive the word of God with great eagerness. The other say, well, just so-so. I just receive it. So what? So what? Right?
所以在这里，保罗、提摩太和西拉，他在帖撒罗尼迦前书那里讲到，帖撒罗尼迦的教会听了他们所传的道就领受了，就不似呢，好像在使徒行传那里讲话，他们甘心领受这道。有很多人呢听了神的道，你问他怎样啊？哦，OK啊，麻麻地啊，这样。
What's the reason why Dr. Luke write 17 verse 11? Do you know why?
路加医生点解要写十七章十一节咧？你哋
，I want you put a finger, one finger in the First Thessalonians chapter 2, one finger in Acts chapter 17, and then go back Luke chapter 1.Another finger in Luke chapter 1.
OK, 咁咧，你哋就揾手指隔住啦。帖撒罗尼迦前书嗰度唔好翻去，使徒行传十七章嗰度又唔好翻去。咁咧，而家咧就去睇下路加福音第一章嗰度点讲啦。
Brother and sister, I want to tell you one thing. Whatever you're doing right now, God in heaven is looking at you. OK, He looking at your heart. He gonna see whether you're gonna receive the word of God with great eagerness.Okay, because Dr. Luke saying that the church in Berea were of more noble character than the church in Thessalonica. Why? First of all, they both received the word of God, but one received with great eagerness. One just say, I just received the word of God. You know what? If I give him a grade, Thessalonica is only 50%.He just passed. He get a C. You understand? But where is the one at Berea? they receive the word of God with great eagerness, it's 90%, man. You get 90%.
所以弟兄姊妹，点解路加医生要写第十一节？佢话呢个地方嘅人言于，即系点解咧？比利加教会嘅人系胜过呢个帖撒罗尼加教会嘅人咧？如果弟兄姊妹我要嚟到去比分佢哋咧，帖撒罗尼加教会咧，或者系啱啱耿耿合格，或者俾个五十分佢，或者俾个 C 佢，但系咧比利加教会咧就或者可以攞 A 九十分啦。
The reason why God used Dr. Luke is not because he go to seminary.
点解神会用呢个路加医生咧？唔系因为佢曾经读过神学。
But it's because he studied the word of God diligently.
系因为佢自己勤力勤时常查考神自己嘅话语。
I read that to you, okay?
我读俾你听。
Luke chapter 1 verse 1 to 4.
路加福音第一章一至四节。
Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that has been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who, from the first, were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, and it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus. Theophilus means the love of God. If you say to me you love God, you have to ask yourself, do you investigate everything? Do you investigate the word of God carefully?Not one time, not two times, and daily. And he investigates so long, he found it so good, he's going to write it down, he's going to tell other people. You know why people, they don't preach the word of God? They don't see any good thing in the word of God. They don't see that, I tell you. By hearing, you won't see it, man. You won't see gold in the street. You have to dig deep down before you find gold. You understand?No way you can find gold in the street, on the surface of the earth. You have to dig deep down before you see that. Once you see it, you can tell people, there's gold there. Go for it. A lot of Christians, they are ignorant, and they still don't repent, okay? Don't do that, brother and sister. Because you know what? Eventually, when God judges you, and I'm going to look at your eyes, you're going to look at my eyes. And I'm not ashamed because I tell you ahead of time.You have to do your work, okay? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because you're going to say, Pastor John, now you get all the good things. I offer, I serve God, but you don't tell me how do I get more blessing. Shame on you, man. You understand what I'm trying to say? This guy, Dr. Luke, he didn't go through seminary, but he's investigated carefully. All the other people has already written Matthew, Mark already.But he thinks, Mark, Matthew is not good enough. I'm going to write in an orderly manner because I studied diligently. You know what? It's better. It's better. Then when he write the book, he say, the church in Berea were of more noble character than the church in Thessalonica. Am I right? He see that. He can make the judgment. His judgment is correct because he loved God. You understand?
呢度咧讲到路加医生，佢喺路加福音佢嗰度记载到，佢话佢自己呢啲嘅事情，佢从头都详细考察了，就定义要按着次序写给你，使你知道所学之道都是确实的。好似已经有马可马太写咗嗰啲嘅福音书，但系路加医生佢自己都要嚟到写路加福音。好似弟兄姊妹们，我哋想去执金喺马路上边，唔会随便有金俾你执噶。你系要掘到底下，你先至揾到金。所以你揾到金嘅时候，你就即系 会话俾人哋听，点样去揾到呢啲嘅金。所以有一日，弟兄姊妹，你唔好话俾我听，我冇嚟到去教导你哋，我已经教导咗你哋，叫你哋嚟到去查考圣经，嚟到去跟随神。
Brother and sister, how do I know? Dr. Luke, he write down Luke chapter 1, verse 1 to 4 is God's word. How do I know it's God's word?
弟兄姊妹，路加医生写路加福音第一章一至到四节，我点样知道呢啲都系神嘅话语呢？
Because when I study First Peter,
因为我
when Peter turn around and repent,
因为我读彼得前书第彼得前书，彼得就转过来就悔改。
And in chapter 1 verse 10,
第一章第十节。
Take a look at what Peter say.
彼得讲乜嘢
？Concerning this salvation，
论到这救恩
，the prophet mean Old Testament writer，
呢啲嘅众先知就系旧约嘅作者
，who spoke of the grace that was to come to you，
就讲到你哋要得到嘅呢啲嘅恩典
，all this prophet，
呢啲所有嘅众先知
，Old Testament prophets，
旧约嘅先知
，they search intensely。The scripture.
他们详细寻求考察
and with great care, with the greatest care,
是详细寻求考察
just like the church in Berea,
就好像比利亚的教会
they receive the word of God with great eagerness, and then when they go home, they study daily, they search, they study, they want to make sure what I hear is exactly what God says.
他们很开心地来到领受甘心来到领受这些道还回到家天天查考圣经
All those people in the Old Testament
在这些旧约的人
All those prophets who write the Old Testament
这些旧约的先知
They search intensely
他们都是寻求考察
They study with the greatest care
他们会去寻求考察
And trying to find out the time and circumstancesTo which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the suffering of Christ.
就是考察在他们心里基督的灵预先证明基督受苦难后来得荣耀。
All the Old Testament people, they know that.
所有新约的人他们都已经知道。
The Messiah has to suffer.
这个的救赎主是要受苦。
First suffer?
首先受苦
In verse 11,
十一节
Then glory would follow.
后来得荣耀
The prophet know that.
这些的先知们他们知道
But the Pharisee,
这些的 Pharisee,
法利赛人 But the Pharisee and the teacher of the law,
这些法利赛人和教法师
文士 they don't studyThey don't study the word of God intensely and carefully.
他们没有详细寻求考察神的话语。
Do you know what's the result?
你知道结果是什么呢?
I want you to turn to John. Those people who try to preach the word of God and yet they don't study intensely, that's the problem.
约翰福音。
John chapter 12, verse 34.
12:24
Those people who attend in the synagogue listen to the Pharisee teaching, listen to the teacher of the law teaching.
这些的他们在这个会堂里面来到听这些的教训教导。
But they don't study at home.
他们就自己不在家来到去熟读。
Hear what they say.
这里就怎么说啊?
Chapter 12, verse 34. The crowd spoke up. We have heard from the law.That the Christ, the Messiah, will remain forever. In other words, all they have heard is that Christ will remain forever. And they think Christ will not suffer. Right? Will remain forever. They just hear. They don't study themselves. They don't pray about that. They only know half truth. They only know one third of the truth.
这里众人回答说我们听见律法上有话说基督是永存的他们说基督是永存的 就是他们当了基督是不会受苦的了。
Then when Jesus said,
主耶稣说
in 32,
32节
But when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die.
主耶稣在三十二节他就说，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。耶稣
What does it mean by when I am lifted up from the earth?
什么意思是要我从地上被举起来呢？
This is how the Roman soldier crucified the criminal. They put the cross on the earth.
这个就是罗马的兵丁是怎样来到去钉人家十字架的。
钉啲罪犯，
钉啲罪犯
，and put the cross on the earth，
就摆个十字架喺个地下嗰度
，and then the criminal has to lie down，
嗰个罪犯就瞓喺度
，and then put three nails， one nail on the left hand， one nail on the right hand， and then one nail on the foot，
就钉三口钉，一个系左手，一个右手，一个就喺佢个脚嗰度。
After nailing it，
钉咗之后
，and leave it up，
就将个十字架举起嚟啦。
And when Jesus say，
主耶稣话：，佢要钉喺十字架，要喺十字架上。啲人就唔明白。
You know why they don't understand?
你知唔知佢哋点解唔明白咧
？They just go to the synagogue and listen to the word of God. They just hear. They don't study. They don't pray.
点解佢哋唔明白咧？因为佢哋去到呢啲嘅会堂里边，佢只系听啫，佢又冇去读，又冇去祈祷。
So that's why the crowd spoke up. We have heard. We have heard. That means I go to worship God. I heard what the pastor say. You know, I heard what the Pharisees say, teacher of the law say, the Messiah will remain forever. He will never die. He only tell one third of the truth, man.
所以咧，佢哋喺三十四节呢啲嘅会众，佢话咩咧？佢话我哋听见，因为咧，佢哋喺会堂里边就系咁讲，基督是永存的，所以咧，佢哋只系听到三分之一嘅救恩，佢哋自己都冇翻去嚟到去读。
Now go back to First Peter.
去翻彼得前书
chapter one，
第一章
concerning this salvation， the prophet who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intensely and with the greatest care， trying to find out the time， to find out the circumstances to which the spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the suffering of Christ。 In other wordsWhen the prophet write the Old Testament, the prophet know that Christ must suffer. He want to find out when is he going to suffer, how is he going to suffer.
所以咧，旧约
的 Old Testament writer know, but the one who interpret the scripture they don't know.
所以旧约嘅先知们，佢哋写低，佢哋要详细寻求考察，佢哋要知道心里基督嘅灵。他们要知道主耶稣几时受苦，几时得荣耀，是什么时候的，是怎样的时候，他们全部都想知道。
Not that the Old Testament doesn't predict the suffering of Christ, but just that people don't understand.
不是说旧约没有预言到基督是怎样死，几时死，不过是人民不知道的。
Okay, now go back. Let's say, assuming,you know, we study the scripture intensely, okay?
就当我哋好勤力咁嚟到读圣经啦。
Now go back.
就翻翻转头。
Go back, John chapter 12.
十二章约翰福音。
And because they have never heard the truth.
因为佢哋从来未听过呢个真理。
Never heard that the Messiah has to suffer.
有没有听过这个尼赛亚是要受苦的？
All they have heard is the Messiah will remain forever.
他们只是知道基督是永存的。
That's why the crowd spoke up saying.
所以这个会众就讲话了。
How can you say that the Christ has to suffer?
你怎样什么意思说基督要受苦呢？
The Son of Man must be lifted up. What does it mean?
这个的神的儿子，神的儿子是要被举起来，是什么意思呢？
Who is that son of man?
这个神的儿子是谁？
That's why they don't understand.
这些人不明白。
Listen carefully, okay?
留心听。
Verse 35. Then Jesus told them,
主耶稣话俾佢哋听，
You are going to have the light.
在你哋会有呢个嘅光。
Just a little while longer.
唔会太久噶啦。
Walk while you have the light.
趁住你有光嘅时候行走。
Before darkness overtake you.
免得黑暗临到你们。
The man who walk in the darkness, in the dark, does not know where he is going.
那在黑暗里行走嘅不知道往何处去。
Put your trust in the light while you have it.
所以要应当趁着有光嘅时候顺从这光。
So that you may become sons of light.
使你们成为光明之子。
Who is that light?
这个是谁的是这个光呢
You write down Jesus Christ.
你写下是主耶稣基督。
You write down Gospel of John.
写下在约翰福音那里。
8:12.
八章十二节。
When Jesus spoke again to the people,
当主耶稣再一次跟这些人来到讲话的时候，
Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
I am the light of the world.
我就是世界的光。
Whoever follow me,
跟随我的
Will never walk in darkness,
就不在黑暗里走。
But we have the light of life.
不要得着生命的光。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
I am the light.
我是世界的光。
You are in darkness.
你在黑暗里。
Because you don't follow me.
因为你不跟随我。
But,
但是，
God is gracious to us.
神对我们有恩典。
Although they don't receive the light,
虽然你没有接受这个的光，
but they receive the lamp.
你就有这个的样
子。虽然他不接受光，但他接受这些灯的光、lamp。
Lamp。
Gospel of John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
33.
第33节。
Let me read that to you.
让我读给你听。
You have sent to John. John, this John is not the Apostle John. This John is the John the Baptist.
你们曾差人到约翰那里，这个呢不是门徒约翰，这个是施洗约翰。
And John the Baptist has testified to the truth.
这个约翰呢为真理作过见证。
Testify to the light.
为这个光来到作见证。
Right beside truth.
写低这个真理那里。
You write down.
你写低。
Chapter 1.
一章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John, John the Baptist. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light. Testify concerning that light. Testify for the truth. Verse 7. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light so that through him, through John the Baptist, all men may believe. He himself was not the light. He himself is only the lamb. He is not the light. He is the lamb. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. You read that 3-9, chapter 1.
3-9, eh?
6-9.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要作见证，就是为光作见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，那是要为光作见证。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
Now, go back chapter 5.
第五章。
You have sent to John.And he has testified to the truth. Not that I accept human testimony, but I mention it that you might be saved. And verse 35, John was a lamb. John wasn't the light. John was a lamb that burned and gave light that you chose for a time to enjoy his light.
约翰佢唔系呢个光，约翰只系点着嘅明灯。
But people enjoy the light from the lamp, but did not enjoy the light of the world.
佢哋咧喜歡呢個嘅明燈嗰啲嘅燈，但係佢哋唔喜歡呢個世界嘅光。
佢喜歡呢個點著嘅明燈，點著嘅明燈。OK。People light the lamp, but not the light.
人民中意呢個點著嘅明燈，但係唔中意光。
Right beside the lamp.
寫低呢個嘅。
Lamp. Right beside that chapter 5 verse 35.
Yeah.
You write down 129.
呢個嘅寫低呢個明燈側邊咧，你寫低1:29.
The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said.
次日，約翰看見耶穌來到他那裏。
Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
看啊，神嘅羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Now I want to stop here.
我停低下來。
Remember what did I say in John chapter 12?
记唔记得我喺约翰福音12讲咩咧
？Isn't it the Old Testament? The law say that Messiah, the Christ, remain forever. He will not die, right？
记唔记得旧约佢讲咩啊？主耶稣尼赛亚佢唔会死嘅。
What do you mean by Messiah？
尼赛亚点解
？That means the anointed。
就系呢个受膏者。
The anointed means
受膏者嘅意思。
Either he is the king。
就是他或者是王
or he is the prophet
或者是先知
or he is the priest
或者是这个的祭司
in fact
其实
in the Old Testament
在旧约那里说
no one person
没一个人
are three things
是三样东西的
OK but only the Messiah Jesus Christ
除了这个主耶稣尼赛亚
It's not only king,
不单只是神,
also prophet,
先知,
also the priest,
祭司,
and these are forever.
三样是直到永远,
and they remain,
仍然直到永远,
and they don't realize,
他们不知道,
Jesus Christ not only the priest,
主耶稣不单只是这个的祭司,
he's also the sacrificial lamb.
佢亦都係被獻嘅羔羊
，the Lamb of God，
神嘅羔羊。
He's also the sacrificial Lamb of God，
係神被獻嘅羔羊。
If you don't study Scripture intensely，
如果你唔詳細查考聖經嘅話
，we won't realize that Jesus is the King。
你唔知道主耶穌係王
，the prophet
係先知
，and the priest
係祭司。
He not only the priest，
佢唔單止係祭司。
In Old Testament time，
喺舊約嗰度講到
，the priest offer the animal， the perfect animal to God，
係呢個嘅祭司要獻一個完美嘅動物俾神，祭物俾神。
But this the high priest。
这个最高的祭司
大祭司 He offer his own body
去献自己的身体
As the Lamb of God
就是成为神的羔羊
Now I want you to look at that John
约翰福音
14
14
6
第六节
Jesus say three things
主耶稣讲到三样东
西 I'm the way
我是道路
The truth
真理
And the light
生命
What does it mean by the way?
咩系叫做道路咧
？The only way. There's no other way.
唯一嘅道路，冇其他嘅路啦。
If he's the priest,
如果佢系呢个嘅祭司
，and he's the sacrificial lamb,
佢系呢个被献嘅羔羊
，and that become the way.
呢个就系唯一嘅道路。
And Jesus say,
主耶稣话
，No one come to the Father, heavenly Father.
冇人能到父那里去
，except
除咗
through me.
藉著我
，And Jesus say, "I am the way."
主耶稣话我系嗰个嘅道路。
I'm not only the priest.
我唔单止系祭司。
I'm also the sacrificial lamb。
我亦都系嗰个被献嘅羔羊。
So if this is the way，
如果呢个系唯一嘅道路
，that Jesus Christ laid down for us to follow。
主耶稣就有一条路叫我哋去跟随。
So what's our way？
我哋嘅路就系边条路咧
？Jesus Christ, the great high priest。
主耶稣系呢个嘅大祭司。
And we are small letter P priest。
我哋亦都系呢个嘅小小嘅祭司啦。
And how do I know that？
我点知咧
？I learned it from Paul。
我从保罗身上嚟到学习。
And on top of that，
再加上。
And we are。The follower of Jesus Christ, we also have to offer ourselves as a what? As a living sacrifice.
我哋因为系跟随主耶稣嘅时候，我哋亦都系一个嘅活嘅祭。
Living sacrifice, you write down Romans 12:1-2.
活嘅献祭，你写低罗马书十二章一至二节。
And right beside the priest,
写低喺祭司嗰度。
You write down Roman,
你写低罗马书。
15,
15章
16,
16節
Now, every time when I preach anything that is new to you, I won't use one example.
每一次我教導你們一個新的意念的時候，我不會只是用一個例子。
The way, because this way is so important.
因為這條道路是很重要。
I take a look at what Peter said.
我亦都睇下彼得佢点讲。
Peter say，
彼得话
，We are royal priesthood。First Peter chapter 2 verse 5 and verse 9。
First Peter 2， 圣洁嘅祭司。
And 9，
第九节。
Royal priesthood
系一个君尊嘅祭司。
And then， First Peter。2:5, is it 2:4, whatever, he say, we are spiritual sacrifice.
Spiritual sacrifice, 第五節。
靈祭。
我們的靈祭。
讀出來吧。
你們來到主面前也就像活石，被建造成為靈宮，作聖潔的祭司。藉著耶穌基督奉獻神所悅納的靈祭。
Peter say we have to offer spiritual sacrifice。
彼得講到我哋要係奉獻自己成為呢個嘅靈祭。
And Paul say that we have to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice。
保羅講到我哋要奉獻自己好似一個活嘅祭。
A living sacrifice is a spiritual sacrifice。
一個活嘅祭就係靈祭。
If Jesus Christ say that I am the way。
如果主耶稣说我是这个唯一的道路
I am the way
我是唯一的道路
I lay down the example for you to follow
我已经给了榜样你们来到去跟
随 I am the great high priest
我是这个大祭司
You have to be the priest of gospel
你就是要这个福音成为福音的祭司
And you either are a priest of the gospel or you're going to be the royal priesthood
你一是成为这个福音的祭司或者成为这个的君尊的祭司。
What did the royal priesthood doing?
这个君尊的祭司又做什么呢?
Chapter 2 verse 9, they have to declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful world, into his wonderful light.
这里他说什么呢?他说要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And I talk about what Paul has said.
我講咗保羅講乜嘢。
Now I told you what Peter has said。
我亦都話咗俾你聽，彼得講乜嘢。
I'm going to tell you what John going to say to you。
我就要話俾你聽，究竟約翰又點講
？In Revelation chapter 5 verse 9 and 10。
啟示錄五章九至到十節。
And John say that all those people who are purchased by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ。You no longer belong to yourself. You're going to belong to God's kingdom. You are priest. And you are king too. You're going to reign on earth.
这里他讲到我们已经是归于神的人我们就成为这个的祭司也都是服侍神 亦都係要嚟到喺地上執掌王權。
Could you read that? Read the whole thing, chapter 5, verse 9 and 10.
Okay. 你佩拿書卷配揭開七印，因為你曾被殺，用自己的血從各族、各方，即係各言、各民、各國中買了人來，叫他們歸於神，又叫他們成為國民，作祭司歸於神，作地上在地上執掌王權。
And then in Revelation chapter 1 verse 9, what did John say? I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient enduring that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
我約翰就是你們的弟兄和你們在耶穌的患難國度忍耐裡一同有份，為神的道，並為給耶穌作的見證，曾在那名叫拔摩的海島上。
Paul using the term living sacrifice.
保羅用到活的祭，
用到活祭這個字句。
活祭。
And then Peter using the term spiritual sacrifice.
彼得就講到係靈祭。
And then John saying that he explained what does it mean by living sacrifice, what does it mean by spiritual sacrifice. He explained that, oh, living sacrifice, spiritual sacrifice mean when you become a Christian, you have to suffer for Jesus Christ, and when you suffer, you have to be patient, endurance, and then you can enter the kingdom of God.
呢度約翰又點講呢？約翰講到講到靈祭，又講到呢個活祭。咁約翰呢度就提到我哋，如果係咁嘅時候，我哋就要係嚟到去為基督嚟到受苦。當我哋受苦嘅時候，我哋就要忍耐同埋持久。
And then chapter 2, Revelation, verse 10.
第二章第十節。
He said, "Do not be afraid."
不要惧怕。
When you suffer for Christ, do not be afraid.
当你为主受苦的时候，不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life.
呢度約翰講到佢哋流你哋流受苦嘅時候不要怕，魔鬼要把你們中間幾個人下在監裏，叫你們被試煉，你們必受患難十日，你務要至死忠心，我就賜給你那生命的冠冕。
Now I put all this together, okay?
我就擺埋一齊啦，將所有嘅嘢。
And then go back to John chapter 14 verse 6.
約翰福音十四章十六節。
Jesus said, "I am the way."
主耶稣话我系道路。
He's not only the priest.
佢唔单止系呢个嘅祭司。
He's a heavenly priest.
佢系天上嘅祭司。
He's a great high priest.
佢系天上嘅大祭司。
Not only that.
唔单止。
He's the sacrificial lamb.
佢系呢个被献嘅羔羊。
The Lamb of God.
神嘅羔羊。
And Paul said.
保罗话。
His sacrificial death.
佢呢个被献嘅死亡。
Stir me up,
激勵咗我
to offer myself as a living sacrifice, as a spiritual sacrifice, to suffer for Jesus, and then endure patiently. Don't give up, and then I will enter the kingdom of God.
就讓我自己
Is that the way? I think this is the way, right? Don't ever tell me you come to the church. You don't have to offer yourself, right?You have to offer yourself.
就鼓励咗我，要成为活祭，要成为灵祭。当我哋受苦嘅时候，要忍耐到底。
Now, go back. Acts 17.
翻去《使徒行传》十七章。
You know what? I don't even have time. I just have the time to John chapter 14 verse 6.I only explain the way. I don't even have time to explain the truth. I don't even have time to explain the life. It's so profound. You understand?
约翰福音十四章第六节，我只系讲咗呢个嘅道路，我都冇时间讲真理同埋生命，因为呢个系隐蔽嘅事情，我都冇时间去解释。
You know why I have to explain to them? Because the Jewish people only know the Messiah, the priest. He didn't know the Messiah, the sacrificial lamb. He didn't know that. But John know. John is the lamb, right? John is the lamb?I want you to go back. Psalm 132.
詩篇132.
Verse 17. Here I will make a horn grow for David. A horn means king. I will make a king grow for David.
呢度我要叫大卫的国在哪里发生？呢个国呢
就系王嘅意思。
就系王嘅意思。
OK， 意思即系话咧喺大卫出嚟咧有一个王嘅。And set up a lamb for my anointed one. Anointed one mean Christ, mean Messiah. I will set up a lamb for my anointed one.
就会为我的受膏者预备明灯。
明灯这个旁边 right beside set up a lamp for my anointed one. You write down John. Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 35.
在这个预备明灯旁边你写下约翰福音五章三十五节。
You know who say that?
你知道哪个这样说呢?
Jesus say that.
主耶稣他这样说。
John the Baptist is a lamb.
这个的施洗约翰他是这个明灯。
Because God the Father set up John the Baptist as a lamb for Jesus Christ.
因为天上的父他为主耶稣预备了这个的明灯，就是施洗约翰。
What's that lamb?
这个明灯是做什么呢？
He said that he, look, this is the lamb of God.
这个是神的明灯。
神的羔羊嘛。
Son of the lamb, 神的羔羊。
我再说 ,OK? Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 29.And Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 34, they say, we have heard from the Lord that the Messiah, the Christ, will remain forever. He will not die, he will live forever.
在约翰福音十二章三十四节，他们说，我们听到基督是永存的，他不会死的，他是会永存，直到永永远远。
Could you do me a favor? Remain forever? Right beside remain forever?
你写低在永存旁边写低。
After death and resurrection, then remain.Forever.
是在
He only tell you the partial truth.
是在主耶稣死后而复活了之后就是永存了。
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you just come to the church and just listen, come on.、Okay?
如果你来到教会只是听的时候
You don't even know what Jesus say.
你都不知道主耶稣说什么。
He say in John chapter 5,
约翰福音第五章
verse 35,
三十五节
John was a lamb that burned and gave light, and that you chose for a time to enjoy his light, but you don't believe, okay?
这个施洗约翰他只是点着的明灯，你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光。
What is the darkness in their heart? Can anyone tell me now?
他们心里面有这些黑暗是什么呢？
He only know the Messiah remain forever.
他 佢知道呢個嘅尼賽亞係永存嘅。
He never heard of the Messiah going to be the sacrificial lamb。
佢哋冇聽過呢個尼賽亞係會成為被獻嘅羔羊。
The first thing John said, look mean look intensely, study carefully. This is the Lamb of God who going to take away your sin.
这个施洗约翰说看啊，这个呢就叫你们看得清清楚了，这个羔羊是除去我们罪孽的。
He's different from the earthly high priest.
他不是这些地上的祭司。
The earthly high priest offered a perfect animal to God to take away our sin.
这个地上的大祭司，他们是献羔羊除去我们的罪。
But the heavenly high priest,
这个天上的大祭司
Offer his own body,
是献上他自己的身体
as a sacrificial lamb,
成为被献的羔羊
and then lay down the example for each and every one of us to follow.
就他就做了一个榜样给我们个人来去跟随
Who saw that? Who saw that?
哪个看见呢
Paul saw that first.
保罗见到
Romans 12, 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章一至二节
I urge you, brother and sister,
弟兄们
offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
将身体献上当作活祭
But this is the right thing to do.
这是圣洁的是合宜的事
And this is the only way.
这个是唯一的方法
And no other way.
没有其他的方法
Take a look at the kingdom of Israel.
你可以望下以色列的国家
All those people.
他所有的人
They get out of Egypt.
他们离开埃及
And they baptize.
他们受洗
They so-called they follow Moses.
他们就所谓跟随摩西了
They call themselves disciple of Moses.
他们叫他们是摩西 的跟随者。
门徒啊嘛。
门徒。
And yet they don't offer sacrifice to God.
他们又没有
向。I mean living sacrifice.
他们没有向自己献给神当作活祭。
They don't want to live for Jesus, right?
他们 不想为主而活。
And what happened to them now?
他们现在怎样呢?
In China, I see the Jews. In Hong Kong, I see the Jews. In Canada, I see the Jews. In US, I see the Jews. Why? They're supposed to be in the promised land.They get kicked out.
所以呢
Do you understand?
我在哪个国家都见到以色列人为什么因为呢他们没有留在他们自己的应许地那里。
This is why a lot of Christians, after they believe in God, and then they get kicked out too.
所以呢现在有很多的基督徒他们信了耶稣之后都是被神来到赶逐了出去。
Chapter 1,
第一章
verse 16,
16节
From the fullness of his grace,
从丰满的恩典里
We have received one blessing after another.
我们是领受了恩上加恩
And this is God's will for us.
这个是神对我们的命令
And yet they only receive one blessing and then they walk away as a prodigal son.
就很可惜我们只是受了一个恩典我们就行走好像浪子一样
What that blessing?
那个的恩典是什么
The earthly blessing.
是地上的恩典
house,
大屋
Numerous houses.
好多嘅屋。
Come on, if you don't follow Jesus,
如果你唔跟随神嘅话
take away that from you, then you'll be in deep trouble.
神将呢啲嘅福气拿走嘅时候，你就
take a look at Israel.
睇下以色列。
More Israelites gathered throughout the entire world than those live in Promised Land.
呢啲嘅以色列人，佢哋全世界都有佢哋嘅国籍。脚迹比在真系呢个嘅应许地嘅以色列人更多。
Why? They don't understand God's word.
佢哋唔明白神嘅说话。
They just hear.
佢只系听到。
They don't study.
佢又冇去读。
They don't pray.
佢哋冇去祈祷。
They thought they understand.
佢以为佢自己明白。
Fortunately,
好彩地。
Some people ask the question.
有人问问题。
Isn't that what the law say?
呢个唔系律法咁教咩
？The Messiah remain forever.
不是说基督永存咩
The Messiah remain forever. Right beside remain forever.
基督永存那里你写低
You write down Romans.
罗马书
Chapter 6, verse 9.
六章九节
The Messiah can only remain forever after death and resurrection. When he's resurrected, he will live forever and ever because death cannot reign over him anymore.
因为呢知道基督既从死里复活不就不再死死也不再作他的主了。
He remained forever is after his suffering and after his resurrection.
佢係永存，係除咗係就係要基督死咗、復活咗之後，佢就不再死啦。
Same as we remain forever.
同樣，我哋都係會不再死。
No. 我哋會 remain forever after what? After death and after resurrection.
我哋同樣都係死咗之後同埋復活咗之後，亦都係永存。
And that's why Paul is saying that in Romans chapter 1 verse 4.
所以羅馬書
through the resurrection power, and God caused Jesus Christ to resurrect from the dead, and to prove with mighty power, this is the Son of God. And this is the one who remained forever.
按聖善的靈說，因從死裡復活，以大能顯明是神的兒子，就會活到永永遠遠。
And right beside 1:4,
寫低一章四節側邊。
You write down 6:9,
六章九節。
You write down Revelation 1:18. Turn to 1:18.
啟示錄一章十八節。
Jesus said, "I am the living one. I'm the living one. That means I remain forever. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever and ever." And I hold the key of death and Hades.
主耶稣佢呢度讲话，又系那存活嘅就系主耶稣。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
You know all this gospel, all this good news.
呢个福音呢啲嘅好消息
begins with the prophet in the Old Testament.
就从旧约嗰啲先知而嚟嘅。
And now ended with the Apostle in the New Testament.
而家就埋完結嘅時候，就係呢啲嘅新約嘅使徒所寫。
And they all say the same thing.
佢哋所寫嘅係一模一樣。
Now take a look.
睇下。
What was the comparison of these two churches?
呢兩間教會係有咩唔同咧
？Take a look. The church of Thessalonica, they received God's word not with great eagerness.
帖撒羅尼加教會佢哋領受神嘅道，但係唔係甘心樂意。
They just received the word of God.
佢哋只係領受咗神嘅道。
Whoever say that they receive it, whoever preach to them,
邊個傳道俾佢哋聽嘅
？They all believe it.
佢哋就相信啦。
That's why Paul has to write First Thessalonians and Second Thessalonians.
所以保羅要寫帖撒羅尼加前後書。
Because some other pastor come to the church and say something else.
因為有第二啲嘅傳道人嚟到教會嘅時候就講其他嘅話。
And they believe in it too.
佢哋又信啦。
Okay, so that's why Paul correct their thinking.
所以咧，保羅要改變佢哋嘅思想。
Writing First and Second Thessalonians.
你就寫咗帖撒羅尼加前後書。
But take a look at, is there any book that Paul wrote to Berea?
有冇保罗有冇写信俾呢个比利亚教会咧
？Is there a book called Berean？
有冇比利亚教会书啊
？No. Why? You don't need to write to them. They study every day.
保罗唔需要写信俾佢哋，因为佢哋自己日日查考圣经。
They know.
佢哋知道。
They understood.
佢哋明白。
You don't need to teach them.
你唔需要再教佢哋。
Why? Can anyone tell me why?First John,
點解咧？約翰一書
24 and 27. If you study every day, you have the Word of God to teach you. If you study every day, you have the Holy Spirit to teach you. You don't need anyone to teach you.
點解咧？約翰一書佢講嗰度，如果你自己日日查考聖經嘅時候，你有聖靈嚟到教導你，所以你唔需要任何人嚟到再教導你啦。
不单止有圣灵教导你，你自抄有神的说话教导你啫，系咪？仲有点样啊？你时时查考嘅时候啊，边个同你同在啊？子同你同在，父同你同在，你仲需边个教你啊 ？You get the heavenly Father teach you. You get the Son of God teach you.
我哋应唔应该多啲时间查考圣经
？I give you what I have received from God。
我从神所领受嘅，我已经教你哋啦。
And then I memorize it。
我就自己记上心。
And you have to do your part。
你都要自己去做。
When your children, when your friend come to you，
当你嘅孩子、你嘅朋友嚟到你面前嘅时候
，ask you about question about the Bible。
问你圣经里边嘅问题
，then you're ready to tell them。
你就好好嘅准备嚟到答佢哋。
I believe it's not because of superstition。
我相信唔系因为我迷信。
I believe it's not because I hear what the pastor say。
我相信唔系因为我听见牧师点讲。
I believe because I study myself。
我相信因为我自己嚟到去查考圣经。
And I study so many times。
我读咗好多次。
No way I will forget it。
我不会忘记的。
When Jesus said,
主耶稣说
John is the Lamb, I know what he's saying is true.
耶稣就是这个的羔羊，我知道他所说的是正确。我都不知道自己说了什么。
John is the lamb that burns, that shines.
约翰就是这个点着的明灯。
Not shine for himself, shine for Jesus.
不是因为他要为自己而闪亮，是为耶稣而去闪亮。
Pointing Jesus, say, look, this is the lamb of God.
就指着就说，主耶稣这个是神的羔羊。
Nobody knows that.
没人知道。
He shined that.
他就点着这个明灯。
Very precious.
好宝贵。
129 is very precious.
一章二十九节系好宝贵。
If he is the Lamb of God,
如果佢系神点着嘅明灯
，is a Passover Lamb.
佢系呢个逾越节嘅羔羊。
Does he have to die on the Passover day?
佢会唔会要死咧
？Does he have to be perfect?
佢系咪要完美咧
？It helps us to understand the law. So that's why John. That's why John, Apostle John, recorded what Jesus said.
所以这个的使徒约翰记载了主耶稣所讲的。
In Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 35.
在十二章三十五节讲到。
And Jesus Christ said that John the Baptist.
所以主耶稣讲到。
It's a lamb that burns.
施洗约翰就是这个点着的明灯。
He witnessed for me.
他为我所作见证。
Right? Do I make myself clear? So there are two churches.
两个的教会。
Now take a look.
你就看看。
For the church of Thessalonica, they just receive God's word, not with great eagerness, just receive God's word.
帖撒罗尼加教会是领受了神的道，但是不是很兴奋地。
你 take a look in verse 4, what's the end result?
第四节你看看他们的结局是怎样。
Some of the Jews, only some of the Jews, okay? Not many of the Jews, some of the Jews were persuaded.
只是有少部分的犹太人他是被游说到而已。
And John, Paul and Silas.
约翰保罗同埋。
And John, Paul, and Silas, 17 verse 4. Could you read that?
十七章四节，他们中间有些人听了劝，就服从保罗为西拉，并有许多虔敬的希列人，尊贵的妇女也不少。
Now, you go back to verse 4.
第四节。
As far as Jewish people in the synagogue is concerned.
就是这些犹太人在会堂里面的人。
Only some of them were persuaded, and John, Paul, and Silas.
只是有少少人呢，听到保罗同埋西拉同埋约翰的劝教。
点会有约翰喺度咧？你再读第四节俾我听下。
他们中间有些人听了劝，就服从保罗和西拉。
服从保罗西拉啫嘛，唔系 John 啦 ，John。
哦 ，join， 哦 ，OK， 就联埋一齐服从咗保罗同埋西拉。
听佢劝，
听
佢
哋
咯。
猶太人好少聽勸，好少跟住保羅西拉。但係咧，外邦人咧 ，where's the Gentile? A large number of God-fearing Greek, and not a few. That means quite a lot of prominent women.
同埋咧，有許多虔誠嘅希列人，尊貴嘅婦女也不少。
Okay, now take a look at the end result of the preaching of Paul in Berea.
就睇下保罗去到比利亚教会嘅结局又点样
？Verse 12,
第十二节。
He didn't say some of the Jews. He said many of the Jews believe.
佢哋呢度咧冇讲话少撮人，佢呢度咧圣经讲到佢哋中间有许多相信嘅。
I want you to write it down right beside many.
写低许多。
Because they have the good habit.
佢哋有好嘅习惯。
Whoever the preacher come to my church.
誰個來到我們的教會
and preach the message of God,
就傳神的道
we all receive with great eagerness,
我們就甘心領受這個道
and then we examine the scripture every day,
天天查考聖經
with this good habit,
有這個好的習慣的
時候 this is a noble character,
他們有這個好的聲譽好的 character,
and this is the reason why notSome of the Jews were persuaded. This is why many of the Jews believe.
所以当中不是少数的犹太人相信，而是有很多犹太人相信。
So what am I trying to say?
我想讲什么呢?
If you do your homework and have the good habit of studying God's word diligently at home, it's very, very easy for you to believe in God.
所以
when you hear the word of God, you say, I know what you're trying to say. I understand.
所以你哋如果日日翻到屋企查考圣经嘅时候，你就好容易相信呢个嘅真道。当我讲到嘅时候，你哋就会话：我知道你讲咩，我相信。
And then in verse 12, the Bible says many of the Jews believed, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men.
他这里讲到他们中间多有相信的又有希列尊贵的妇女男子也不少很多人相信
This is the first comparison
这个是第一其中一个的比较
Now, in the Church of Berea you didn't hear what Dr. Luke write down what did he say to the Church of Berea, right? Like in Thessalonica, he said,Paul reasoned with them, explaining to them, and proving to them the Messiah has to suffer, and the Messiah has to be rise from the dead, and then this Messiah is Jesus. In Berea, he didn't mention that. But let me tell you one thing. If a preacher preached the word of God in Thessalonica, and then later on, he's going to preach the same message to Berea, is he preach better or preach worse?The more you preach, will it be better? Right? It will be better. The same preacher, the same message. Whereas those people who study at home with a good habit of studying, and then later on, when Paul come here to preach that, and he's going to study it. And so that's why not a lot of people being stirred up.By the ignorant people to attack Paul because they believe they don't attack preacher. But whereas in Thessalonica, they don't study. They thought the Messiah remained forever because that's all the teacher of the Lord told us, all the Pharisees told us. Now all of a sudden you tell me, how can the priest himself be the sacrificial lamb? In the Old Testament, all the priests offered a perfect animal. They don't offer man.Right? But if they study diligently, wow, this is new insight. I never heard of that. That is true. Let us not persecute him. He's a good pastor. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you hear anything new, never heard before, if you don't study yourself, I tell you one thing. Later on, someone else say something else, you're going to keep following him. And you'll be destroyed.You got to save yourself, man. Do you understand? Is this a good comparison of these two churches? What kind of church you want to be like? I want to be like Berea. I want to be like Paul. I want to be like the apostle. I want to be like the prophet. Study, investigate diligently, carefully, with greatest care, and so that I know what I'm talking about. Does it make sense? That's it. Then?
所以在帖撒羅尼加個教會嗰時候，保羅咧就要同佢哋去爭辯。保羅咧要同佢哋解釋到，聖經講到基督必須受害，從死裏復活，因為佢哋過往嘅教導就係講到主耶穌係永存嘅，即係佢哋冇聽過咧，主耶穌係要受害，係成為呢個活嘅獻祭，然之後咧主耶穌又要從死裏復活，咁所以咧對於佢哋嚟講咧係一個新嘅福音。但是来到比利加教会，这个路加医生他都没有讲到他其实在教会里面对这班人讲什么。所以如果保罗以前在帖撒罗尼加教会讲了的事，他去到比利加教会讲的时候呢就比较顺熟了。但是这些教会的人他都没有来到去跟保罗来到去争辩。如果他们对于一些新 的消息、新的福音，他们呢反而接受，然后呢就回到屋企嚟到去查考，嚟到去自己去查考，睇下所信嘅道是与不是。
Now, next week, I'm going to spend time to study the Messiah is the King.
系啊，下个星期咧，我哋就用时间同你哋解释到呢个尼赛亚就系王。
And this is the way.
就是唯一的道路。
If Jesus is the king,
如果主耶稣是这个王，
Anyone who follow this way,
谁个是行这条路的话，
Will we become king?
我们也都是会作王。
And tomorrow, and next week,
下个星期
I'm going to talk about that.
我就会特别讲到这里。
Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you help us to know your way.To know your truth, to know your life. Your life is abundant life. Because you're filled with the Holy Scripture, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. You know God's will, and you do God's will. So help us, God, to know your will and to do your will. For we know that not everyone who call you Lord, Lord, be able to enter the kingdom of God. Only those.Who do the will of the Father can enter the kingdom of God. You lay down the way, and this is a wonderful way, and there's no other way. And help us to remember, and help us to understand. And I see that your beloved disciple, Paul, followed the way, all the way, and encouraged us.To do the same, so that we receive the blessing, the same kind of blessing that you have bestowed upon Paul. And later on, Peter learned it from Paul, and same as John learned it from Paul. And Lord, I ask you be gracious to us, not just be the hearer of your word, and that's not enough.We have to work out our own salvation. We have to study diligently and investigate, not to be ignorant, but to know what you're saying to us, so that we're going to receive the blessing that you have in store for us, so that we won't be ashamed when we see you face to face. I pray you be gracious to each and every one of us, starting from today.With all the Bible verses that we have learned today, we're going to go home and study them so that when people ask us, we know where it comes from. We know why they don't believe, and we know why people believe. We know why people persecute Paul and in the same way persecute Jesus in those days, because Paul followed Jesus. Same thing that they have never heard of, and they think they know.But in fact, they don't know. Lord, help us
to follow that way. For this is the only way. And there's no other way. Encourage us to do the same. For we're going to share in your suffering. And after that, we're going to share in your kingdom. So that's why we have to endure patiently for the suffering that we face. And help us not to fall. If we fall, help us to rise up and follow you one more time. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.